Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No, yes, but this is where we disagree.
Go.
That he has to reflect on himself, but not because he needs to change the Yankees. He has to reflect on himself because he can't do the same job that his dad did.
By the way, that's completely fair, but it comes back to the same point that you have to reflect and do things differently. They're not able to bully other teams the way they used to in terms of salaries. I agree with that. And if you want to cite George, who I know his name will be brought up a lot today, and say George wouldn't do this, fine. But it all comes back to the same point that Hal Steinbrenner made the correct decision today by saying, because this is a different world, I can't live by the same rules of 25 years ago. So, one for one. Guy agrees with me, even if he doesn't want to admit it. Let's go to Brad in the Jersey Shore. What's up, Brad?
Yeah, hey, guys. First time, long time. Evan, you're wrong. You just flat right. And Lugie's 100% right on this, too. You are trolling. That's all you're trying to do here. And that's all it's been for a while now, because you're just gloating about the Juan Soto thing, which is fine. But if you act like that they've never actually missed out on
Name them.
Easily. Cliff Lee, they lost out in 2010. And if you try to act like that they did not lose Cliff Lee when when Cashman flew to Arkansas to try to get him.
It's a good one.
And not to...
I'm going to answer that. No. Brad, that's a good one, because I know Greg Maddux is going to be queued up. I have an answer for that. The answer to Cliff Lee is a little bit more complicated. You're right. I think the difference is they lost him, at least according to his wife, that she just did not want to live here and be in New York and had a bad experience during the World Series. Now, that still counts as losing someone you wanted, so I respect that. But there were reasons to that. There were reasons to why they did lose out on Cliff Lee multiple times. One, when they tried to trade for him, and then be through free agency. And I thought it was made clear that his wife had a bad experience here as a visitor and didn't want to come here.
Again, it still counts. It's not like it doesn't count.
It counts, but it's different, don't you think?
No. Well, and again, I still don't understand how you could say Cano doesn't count. The Mariners just blew him away in 2013.
Yes.
With that contract.
Because
the same thing. It's no different than losing. That's how you lose free agents.
I disagree with you.
For that same exact purpose.
First of all, I can't change your opinion that you think I'm trolling. Respectfully, I'll say I'm not. I'm giving an opinion you disagree with, and that's okay. But let me get to Cano. The Yankees had a number in their mind. They weren't going to pass it. And when Jay-Z
And then the Mariners made that offer. Mm-hmm. Well, Jay-Z was representing Robbie Cano.
Yes.
That was well beyond where the Yankees were willing to go. The Yankees wanted to keep Cano, but not to that level.
Yeah, they didn't believe that he was still going to play at that high of a level for as long as Jay-Z and Cano thought he was. And it proved to be the right decision, by the way.
And I also think, like, I know I used really four times in a row, and it's tough to define really, 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 really. But there's a difference between wanting a free agent mm-hmm. and really, really, really wanting a
right,
free
they
agent.
They really, really, really wanted Juan Soto, as did any team that was going to be willing to spend
and CC
that much
Sabathia
money. Well,
and
I'm
Garrett
just talking
Cole
about currently, right
yes.
now. They wanted Juan Soto. It just didn't happen because now there are teams that will outbid you. There's not a lot of them that will do it, but there is one. And that is Steve Cohen.
And he's not the only one. I mean, there are multiple teams. The Dodgers are the other one.
But which is why I keep getting confused by your point, Evan. We all agree that the landscape of baseball has changed.
Yes.
We all agreed for months Juan Soto was going to the highest bidder. I don't know how now today you take the beard policy and go, this is what the difference is.
Because you're reflective on the fact that the landscape has changed.
Yes.
And you can't put obstacles in your way.
But it's not the obstacle in the way is most money or not. That's what players are taking now. That's it. Just like he said with Cano and the Mariners.
If the money is the same, and I don't think this has happened yet, but if the money is the same on a player like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and one team has a policy that Vlad disagrees with and the other team doesn't, and the money is very similar, where do you think he's going?
This brings you back to my point.
It's an obstacle. Just admit okay. that. That would be an obstacle that you put in your own way.
So in the history of baseball, this hasn't happened because I think they got one
we
guy in their clubhouse.
We don't know, Sean, if it's happened or not, okay? That's the point. I'm not going to sit here and make stuff up that it's happened.
Evan,
we don't know yet. And what Hal admitted, not me, Hal admitted is, why put that in our way?
So we admit that Juan Soto is not the first Yankee to leave because he got a crazy, unbelievable financial offer where the Yankees just simply wouldn't go there.
No, he is the first person to leave the New York Yankees who the Yankees really, really, really wanted back. You know full well there was a hesitation on Cano.
I understand that.
So to use
that,
him as the comparison, you know it's not the same.
I understand that. But it got to the point of the Yankees were willing and willing and willing, and then they pushed to a certain point they couldn't outbid Cano. For you to tie that into the beard, like, that is where you're, I think you're missing the mark here. It's just ridiculously nonsense.
Don't understand your point. So try to make it
it's
again.
It's all about money for these guys when they lose
yes,
this.
It is about money, but why put
they
things
have an uptight clubhouse,
Sean,
and
why
they lose guys because of that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
By the way, your idea that the fifth inning in game 5 led to this is actually very creative and interesting, and I'm thinking about it. It's an interesting point. But you are dismissing that when you lose a free agent you didn't want to lose. It'd be bad ownership if you're not reflective on making sure something like that doesn't happen again and making sure you don't lose free agents because of a policy. The owner admitted it. The owner said, I don't like doing hypotheticals, but I'm going to do a hypothetical. It would bother me to my core. I'm paraphrasing now. We already played the clip. We'll play it again if you want. To lose a free agent because of this policy.
Yes.
It's not like I'm making something up, bro.
I understand that. I heard the same thing. But I think what you're not grasping is one of the top five guys known for beards in baseball, they just traded for. They have gotten around him for 2 weeks.
They traded for a player. He had no choice.
Okay. But down the line, in terms of him staying, Juan Soto has nothing to do with beards.
Right.
The idea that has more to do with the future of Devin Williams and Juan Soto than me is outrageous.
What? No one said Juan Soto left because of beards or it has to do with Juan Soto's beard or not beard. It has to do with losing a free agent and realizing we better make sure this doesn't happen again. That's what it has to do with. You guys can't get lost in that. And I'm going to make this very clear. I don't know if Lugie would do this, but I'd do this. I don't give a rat's ass if Juan Soto signed with the Texas Rangers. I'd be making the same damn point today as I am. It has nothing to do with the Mets as much as you think it does.
No,
I swear on anything.
It has more
they lost a free agent they didn't want to lose.
It has more to do with what he just said, the hypotheticals. They could potentially lose a free agent they don't want to lose because of the beard policy in Devin Williams. That's the problem.
Let's go to Jeremy and Elizabeth. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, fellas? Listen, I want to make two quick points. First one being, what's your take on the whole Bryce Harper free agency? I think, not to say they would have got him, but I think that definitely separated the Yankees from Bryce Harper at that point. No,
the problem is they never made Bryce serious offers. And that's something Bryce has said, that he was almost surprised he didn't get those offers from the Yankees. So I think that had more to do with their payroll restrictions than anything else.
Was he interested?
It sounded like he was,
I don't remember that negotiation, but
that was just a hot take. I just wanted to think because he's a heavy hair guy, heavy beard guy. So, I mean, I thought there was some rumblings of that. Could have been just hot takes on Twitter or whatever or X, that was something. My second thing was I think that, you know, some people aren't touching on that. Hal said this morning in his presser was he was asked, hey, what would your dad think if he was here today? And I think he hit the nail on the head when he said, he goes, at the end of the day, my dad was a winner. So right now, if my dad was here, he would do whatever it takes to win. And if that meant maybe lifting a policy like this in this day and age in 2025, again, a hypothetical, but I have to agree, man, George was a winner. He would do whatever it takes to win.
That's
being passed over to him.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's so difficult because I got nothing but respect for George Steinbrenner. I think we all do. And what kind of owner he was. It is a different world. It is a different baseball world. It's just a different climate. Everything is different. So when we try to play that game, and we've tried to play this game for 15 years since we lost him, we try to play this game of what would George do? And pisses some people off, gets people frustrated. The real answer is none of us know. This is not the same baseball George was involved in 2002 or 1992
it's also not
or 1982.
It's also not the same player. Like, the player is different.
That's a part of it.
The player has more independence and more say in his career, more say in how he wants his career to go and how he wants his team to look like, right? Especially if you are good and you can choose, especially because there's now more teams that will spend money and give you a salary that's life, you know, family changing, and you have more say. It's just easier. When there was one option, George could be the only option.
You're right.
And all right, if I'm going to get paid, I guess I got to adhere to this policy.
You think back to
as nonsensical as it is, I guess I got to do it because I want to make the most money.
It's a fair point.
Possibly can.
You think back to the free agency of a guy like Jason Giambi, and I don't even remember the answer to this. Mm. Who else was bidding on Jason Giambi? I don't know. Right. It may have just been George saying, I'm going to go get him. Now, before the last break, Tiki asked Sean a very good question, which was, who will be the first to grow a thick beard? Is that what you said?
Yep. Who's the first bearded Yankee? And do you see it this week?
Yeah, I think Devin Williams is getting back to it in a hurry.
Mm.
I do. Now, I think there's going to be multiple Yankees very quickly. I think some may even not plan on having it for opening day, but get tested out. But I think I think Devin Williams is absolutely hammering.
I'll give you another guy to keep an eye on because he had one when he was pitching in Houston and Pittsburgh, and that's Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole had a big old beard going on.
I wouldn't mind that.
The AI has been tremendous over the last few days. Even our station's gotten involved. And Al Dukes has gotten involved of growing beards on all these Yankees. And the best one to look at is Aaron Judge. Because most others have beards with other teams, like Gerrit Cole.
I don't remember
like Devin Williams.
Gerrit Cole. I guess, oh yeah, now I do. I just looked it up.
Yeah, just look. Just go Gerrit Cole Astros. It'll come up right away.
He had the long hair, too.
Yes. And he still has the longish hair, but it's cut just a little bit.
It's cut just right, so it's not long and at the shoulder.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.